Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, Lord, don't turn and walk away. What I have seems kind of bold. Well, it's a question that should run deep down in your soul.
What would happen if people were
sitting in churches throughout the world for centuries? What would happen with the image of an African American man as savior of the world before them? What would it say? Tell me what would happen. It's a message of concern. What will this give to the mind of the world children? What will this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race? Presented pitiable and insane, the savior of all men.
What would happen? It's a message of concern. What will this do to the mind of the world's children? What will this do to their minds? What will this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
Holy Quran, Surah 3, verse 64 says, "Say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say, ye bear witness that we, at least, are Muslim, bowing to God's will.
A message of concern. Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize. This important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture and open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortals from the mortals. He, God, created. This is the message of concern.
Okay. Great.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of.
Hombre, si te amaré, me chingará la mano. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. We've been with this again here on this Block Talk radio station. There will never be anything ever deserve our worship besides one Allah, one creator of this creation. We're here tonight on this Block Talk radio station to invite people to come back to the oneness of God before it's too late. We're living in a real time of history, of scripture. And scripture tell us it's one of the worst things that man have ever done and have done to man is to raise something up for that man to worship other than the Creator. And then tell that those people that God came in a certain ethnic group image. That has been the biggest lie. And because it hurt African American the worst, we have more right to stand up and fight this because we're not benefiting. Everybody else benefiting from that. Everybody else got skyscrapers. They got a nice home. They're not worried about paying their rent. There are people our people is in bad shape. Now, I have to say our people, I'm talking about the one they stole and brought him, and we all came here together, those people I'm talking about, the one they have miseducated, and one here they have abused, and one they steal from abusers with the movies and the magazines and the filthy lifestyle that they give to us. So we here tonight, I'm taking my wife's place for a minute until she come up. And then I will turn this over to her. And we like to open our talk up with a prayer. This prayer called Al Fatah. It means to open. And we like to open this talk up with a prayer called Al Fatah. And then I'm going to turn this over to her. Humalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilah ilah ilallah. Ashadu ilah ilah Muhammad Rasulullah. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Kufu Allah. Allahu Samad. Allahu Samad. I mean, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Rahman Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Ihdinas Sirata Mustaqim. Sirata Alladhina An'amta 'alayhim. Glory may do be lay him while the I mean. We seek protection with God from the rejected enemy, the one who's been cast out. With the name of God, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherished and sustainer of all the world, of the day of judgment, in which we all live, be alone, to be worshiped, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue, always showing us the straight way, and that way is the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who rapid about thou, or not of those who go astray. Amen. We are here to turn this over. My wife, this is the sister night, and I know she's ready to go and start speaking on the thing that she has put together today, day four. So here, bring her on and let her come start or show up and run her show. May Allah continue to bless us all, and may Allah continue to protect us all from the virus, from the lies, from the storms, from the ignorance that this world has, and from all of the blatant harm that this world continues to have and use. So I'm going to bring my wife up, Daya Akbar. This is Sister Knight, and she is co-hosting this show. So I am a co-host myself, Brother Abdullah Akbar. And Daya Akbar, we are co-workers here. And we have Brother Tuja Muhammad. He's a co-host worker here. And we also have Brother Brother Abdul A. Muhammad from Columbia, Georgia. So we here to bring to you the reason and the problem and the solution to our problem of this image given to us by the Quran and the Bible and expressed to us by no other than Imam Washi Deen Muhammad. The one that the world been looking for. And and he came after his father, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who did a great job. We have our brothers all over the world, too. He told old brother who wasn't doing right that all the reason they're not doing right because they have become a devil. And it had to be, it wasn't no righteous man that put us in this condition. It was people who have left being morally upright, who became greedy, became selfish, became people that had no sensitivity for other human beings that didn't look like them. But they paid a price for that. And God said, no one leave this earth without getting God's judgment. And I do believe they got there, so I'm not angry at them no more. They put themselves in a bad situation where they did the people of that time. So may Allah continue to bless us to stay strong, to stay on the case fighting his image. Now I'm going to turn this over to my wife, Daya Akbar. I greet you as I came in the best of the greeting. Alayhi salam alaykum.
Thank you. I would be lying in the shape of the regime, the Shemarik Man Rahim. I bear witness that there's no God but Allah, the one and only creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, the creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. Now I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad, not only was man fulfilled with prophet and Allah's messenger. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. Message of concern, the first focus, and the psychological effect that image has on the minds of the world's children. The second focus is where we are today. Today is Tuesday, August the 2nd, 2020. The month of July passed by so quickly, passed by very quickly. And then we'll be into the fall and the winter before you know it. But it started back soon enough for the children because they don't like it at all. They don't like it. They're back in school now, and we'll be hearing more about them. We'll be hearing more from them. They could probably write a book or a paper of some kind of their own to express their feelings about this situations for their education and the virus and all that they feel that they're being neglected of, you know, being neglected, you know, and the concerns that they have for themselves, which they have been taught by us, you know. And we want to let everyone know that this program, The Message of Concern, given to us, by, I would say it's a courtesy given to us and shared with us by Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad of Los Angeles. And it is sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School. S, it's for science. T, for technology. E, for economics and engineering. And M is for math. All of those are sciences. Islam is full of science. Our religion of Islam is full of science. And all of those, what I just named off letter by letter, plays an important part in our religion, as well as the world as a whole, where the people I think they acknowledge it, but whether they, you know, just that way, as far as the makeup of the world itself, even, is science. So they're beginning to see it more and more now. They just need a little explanation from each person that they know or that would involve them in the knowledge and sharing the knowledge with them of that, you know, of our religion, of Islam, and the sciences. And my husband just named those who are considered staff members, being members, brothers and sisters, because we're all in this together. He just named those who work with us, who work with us. And we all play an important part, even if it's only a few words that we may mention each time we meet, as long as it's something that's beneficial, as long as it's something that's been searched out and we can bring it to our guests as well as share it with each other, the truth. We're broken down just logical conclusion, you know, and looked into, say, anything, but just know what you're saying. And can be able to back it up or give references to where you got the information from, whether it's reading from your cell phone, from your newspaper, from or a book, or hearing it from another true-believing Muslim, or even Christians, hearing it out there, hearing it from anyone, put it that way, a human being hearing it. Because my husband said to me, earlier today, I was coming from the doctor's office to get some, see about my knee and to get some therapy for it. And he said, there's the guy. There's the guy right there. I said, he is so intelligent. I said, when he opens up his mouth to speak, you would not believe he is as intelligent as he is. And the man was what anybody else would consider a bum on the street. I mean, he was dirty. He had on ragged clothes. He had on ragged clothes other days, but this day it was so hot until he had on hardly any clothes. He was like he was in a jungle, like Tarzan. He had a little short skirt on, you know, and dirty other places, and no shirt at all, hair all matted up and everything. And he was talking to himself, explaining something to somebody, but his little imaginary friend. But my husband let that be known that this man had been spoken to when they were out there on the doing da'wah, and by the younger brother, Brother Rocky, had got into a conversation with that young man, and they were discussing. And he told me the replies that the young man had given when asked questions, or things were explained to him when he asked questions. You know, he asked intelligent questions, like he really wanted to know, and some of it he already did know, you know. But I was mentioning to my husband, it's like on the Bowery in New York. You know, the Bowery in New York consists of doctors, lawyers, teachers, and all of those people who are well-educated. Just got themselves wrapped up into their own world and couldn't come back, couldn't get back. Some of them make it back and some of them don't. That's just like our addicts, you know. Some of them are blessed. If they realize they're doing it, you know, for them to better themselves and to be grateful to God for still being on earth and being allowed to walk this earth, you know, and have some mind left. And the drugs and whatever it was that they took to take some of their mind away for a while, you know. And when they faced reality that they have to accept, they have to accept, Serenity Prayer, accept the things that they cannot change, change the things they can, and the wisdom to know the difference. you know, and they got to accept life on life's terms. You know, they can't make up their own. They can make it up, but it's not going to hold. It's not going to hold. It's not going to help them. Maybe for a little while, they may think they're enjoying their own world that they invented and for themselves and saw it the way they saw it when they were into their thing, whatever that is, you know, LSD or marijuana laced and cocaine and whatever else, you know. And then they come back to their senses if Allah blesses them to come back. And if they have the strong will and belief, you know, in Allah and that trust, you know, they can be able to, they can come back, inshallah, and pick up where they left off with their professions or help teach someone else, you know, help them not to get in that slump, you know, realize where those crossroads meet and are and what to do when they get there to the crossroads, you know, inshallah, inshallah. Okay, if anyone during the period of our, I'll say discussions or talk or show, if you have anything to share with us, you know, share it with us, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And if you got something out of it that you felt that benefited you, whatever it is that you bring to us, then most likely it would be something also that would help us along the way as well, and something that will be clarified or we'll understand it clearer. We could add something to what you're saying. You know, we can share with each other. You know, it could be current events. It could be life in general. You know, because we have so many things we can expound upon pertaining to every age group, you know, every age group, regardless to the gender, every age group, kindergartners, preschoolers, kindergartners, elementary, junior high school, college, all of that, you know, regardless to your skin color or the complexion of your skin or where you've been before, you know, and where you feel you are now and where you feel you're on your way to. All that fits into life, you know, all of that fits into life. So we here want to be able to, this is science, you know, all this is science. We want to remember that. We can always, all of us, regardless of the age, like I said, or gender, we can always pick up on the STEM school. Always pick up on STEM school and be grateful. Because everything must change. Nothing stays the same. So we may see, whereas before when we were growing up, the days in the summer were longer, you know, and the nights were shorter in the winter. But then a period of time, it seemed as if that was kind of mixed up or confusing to some, because the summer start getting, even like now, it starts to us, seems to get dark faster. And it usually gets dark a little bit later on in the summer nights, you know, summer months. The night doesn't come too so fast. You know, the sun doesn't go down so fast for the street lights to come on in the summertime. But in the wintertime, the nights get, you know, come quickly, and they're shorter. It seemed like it to some of them, where it used to be longer in the winter. The nights would be longer in the winter because when you get up, it's 5 o'clock, sometimes even 6 o'clock. You get ready to go to school. Grandma be fixing breakfast, oatmeal, something like that, and still be dark outside. So it would be time for us to head on up out of there and get ready to go to school, because we had to walk most of the time. But anyway, we have to look at the signs and the symptoms that Allah has blessed us to see. And just have to acknowledge that and be aware of it and take heed to it. You know, don't just let it roll off your back like water rolling off a duck's back. Don't let it, you know, go through one ear and out the other. You glimpse at it, rather, and then, you know, oh, that's okay. It's like that right now. But, you know, think and wonder, why is it like that right now? Was that predicted? Have we been told this when we were growing up? But now we see it when we didn't see it then, you know. So we have to pay attention to life. We have to pay attention to life and thank God for life. Thank us with a mind to use so that we can think, because we know and realize that thinking benefits the thinker, you know. And even little children now, I read the other day in a paper where a baby that was, how old was the baby? 8 months old or certain, and it was already talking. Something like that. Yeah, it was already talking. Somebody mentioned it to me, and they played a little video, and you could hear, you know, what they were talking about. You could hear the baby, like, talking as well. That has may not been well formed, you know, or exactly, but the only thing we used to know about them was they would be making goo-goo, la-da-da-da sounds. But now you begin, and we didn't recognize the sounds. You know, we didn't recognize it, but now we do. The only sound we recognize is when they would cry and they needed to be changed. That's intelligence right there. When they didn't want to be dirty, do not want to be dirty, dirty diaper or anything dirty on them, anything. They wanted to be clean. So that alone right there should tell us something. That's the beginning. And we should take heed to that, even as small as it is or as minute as it may seem to be, it still meant something, and it still means something, always will. Who wants to be dirty, you know, dirty diaper or dirty clothes or whatever? Even dirty minds now, you know, get confused. People wonder, why am I so confused? What is wrong with me? You know, and as dirty, you don't let yourself go like that just to say, oh, well, that's just the way it is. That's dirty mind. No, you think about it and wonder why. So Allah blesses us. Blesses whom He pleases, when He pleases, in the way He pleases. We are the ones who have to be knowledgeable and realize that, and just know that we know nothing compared to, you know, like they say, of all of the oceans were ink, and all of the limbs or stems or whatever on a tree was the pen, we would never run out of the knowledge of El-Islam. We'd never run out of the knowledge of El-Islam. Now, I didn't say that verbatim exactly the way that it that we've been taught, but I kind of like broke it down a little bit in, you know, in the way that I wanted to try and explain it myself. So anytime you have anything you want to give input on or say, please push 1 on your phone receiver. I will turn on your mic, and you will be brought into the queue to speak your concern, inshallah. And don't forget, we're all in this together, and some of us are all still learning together. Some of us already know, and some of us may not know, but we can learn more. You know, you can always learn more, but none of us never can say we know everything. It's just not like that. It's just not like that. And we want someone else to take part as well and to talk too and share something, because I could read all night. I mean, I could just read, you know. And right now what I'm going to do is speak on the children. Psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. And I also wanted to go back. I have seen something in the Muslim Journal in the article June 18th through the 24th, of this year. I haven't even seen July paper yet. It didn't come in this past Friday. I did go out to Juma this past Friday. A lot of times I listen to Juma on Facebook from my masjid, El Mut Minun, and Imam Furqan. I went over the Imam that's been chosen to do the khutbah, Friday Juma khutbah. I listen to him on Facebook. I also listen to Atlanta Masjid on Facebook. I mean, I can listen to about four of them. One Nashville, Tennessee, I can go back to and listen to that one, too. They're on Facebook, and they usually have pretty good ones. Now, this is the ones in Alabama. And their Masjid there, they have pretty good teachings and explanation. So much Islam knowledge being shared. You know, so much dawah being done, and people think I had to, I won't say broke down. I got a little sensitive the other day when something was on my cell phone about dawah and what had been done to spread dawah. Particular place, where was it? But anyway, it was something that had come, something new that had been established by one of the masjids, and a new masjid, or some things they were doing as far as education-wise, and I just broke down. I said, see, I said, that's a good thing right there. I say, and they say that we're not doing anything, that we may be far behind in some things, but then it's some areas seem to be working harder than other areas. So therefore, they're the ones who get the recognition out there, and it's out there, you know, people to know about so they can see. You see, this is our area. This is what we have accomplished, and we all united together and got this done. You know, and it bothers me a little bit too to hear, but I guess it's something that has to be done and talked about all the time. The things that that could be done, and a lot of communities are not doing it. It could be done for the betterment of the children and the community, and the elderly. But those communities are not doing it. Even the leadership, you know, they're not. We don't know what they're doing, if they're teaching and speaking on those things that could be done or should be done or could be done sooner, you know, if the unity was there in that particular masjid, or if they're just the leaders just in their procrastinating and saying what needs to be done and not doing anything to make sure that it gets done. If you're a leader, then you have to know what your role is. And that's for you to, there's nothing wrong with you listening to your community, the things that need to be done and how you're going to help, you know, as a leader, how you're going to help to initiate some of these things as well. So we just have to be more like we were in the, what they call first resurrection. We have to be more serious. We have to stop doing so much talking and, stop lip professing, we used to call it, and go on and use some muscles and minds and like minds and think and get the jobs done that need to be done, you know. And like you said, it only takes a few, yes, but right now the way it stands, it takes more than a few. And we have to have these hands, these bodies, to get this done. You know, work. You can work in your own area. You can use your own expertise to contribute in the area that you can contribute in. You know, so some of us have expertise, a couple of expertise that we can contribute toward helping in our community to grow. And we just need to be more diligent, more serious. You know, and have they get up and go about ourselves and be willing to sacrifice some things, you know, because we did a lot of sacrificing in the days of our beloved teacher, the Elijah Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with him. And we were always fired up. Oh, I remember we were always fired up. And we stayed fired up, and we were dedicated, and we were sacrificed, and we were united. We loved working together. You know, we used to have some bazaars that were so, oh, I'll never forget those bazaars. My children used to love them. And two daughters, yeah. Used to love going to the bazaars, buying things, purchasing things, eating and playing and all that. It was fun for them as well as the adults. The unity, how we gathered and enjoyed each other and the things that we were doing. We just have to get back to that. I know we are bogged down, a lot of us, with our personal affairs and all, you know, but talk about personal affairs. Did we have them back then? We really had personal affairs. Back then, we had to get rent paid and lights paid and food and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, we had to get all of that and that's similar, you know, to the days. It's much better today than it was then. We have to acknowledge that too. But we did a lot of sacrificing. And that's the same thing that has to be done today. A lot of us have to admit we want to help, but we have to sacrifice some things in order to help. And but we have to remember also that Allah is going to reward us for that. You know, even if we don't get anybody, even if we do something and we don't get anybody to say, but thank you, you know, that was very much needed. I really appreciate that, you know, and that was good for the children, you know, and that. And they will always remember this, you know. Even if they don't say that, we know that Allah will reward us for doing that. It's good and beneficial, you know, to all. Yes, to all, not just ourselves, but to all. So I guess I'll leave something here. I always like to go into the Muslim Journal to see under the children's column before I get to go to anything else, but since we don't have a new journal, can very well say that. Can very well do it. But I do like to emphasize our children, on our children, because they're so innocent. You know, and you wonder, if we don't teach them, how are they going to get it? And if we're there, while we're here for them, why can't we teach them now while we can? And then as they grow older, or we're no longer around, then they can remember what we taught them, and somebody else will teach them something, and then they'll be able to know the difference between the wrong teachings and the right teachings, you know, and what's beneficial for them and good for them and better for them and what isn't. So they will, you know, they will pick up on all that, and they do it at a younger age now. I had sent something, and I don't know who, okay, I'm about to choose, but I want to get the right thing. And I'm using my phone, too. That's where it's on. Using my phone's other phone. Our other phone is just not working. It's Vonage, and it just cost us so much, but it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. Okay, I want to turn to this right here. One little brother made this, you know, thought with his own mind and came up with this to express to the people. And I want to see if I can get back to it so I can read it to you. And he's a young brother, and you will say, wow, the mind from the mouths of a child. So they say from the mouths of babes. But this young man here, I mean, he expressed it so you would not even be. Some people, if you just heard him, you know, and not saw him, you wouldn't believe that he was a child so young and could express themselves so meaningful, you know, like he did. And it was a shock to everybody, but that's who he was. A young man, he might have been about 10 or something like that. I'm not mistaken, about 10 years old. Okay, I'm trying to get in there. I'm trying to get it. Coming up. Hmm. This is the part I don't like. See, I'm going to get one, whoever's knowledgeable on this new way of keeping records and books and things. We can go digital. Yeah, digital is what I'm talking about. Get somebody to teach me about the digital and how to compile this stuff. Because I'm telling you. And it's necessary to be able to have that. Because if I have it, all I would have to do is press on it, and you hear it click, 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 and then get right to what you wanted. Now I got to try to search for it and look for it in here and hope you find it amongst all these icons and different ways to get in apps, which it doesn't seem like you ever can find. Okay, this is in the messenger. That's where it was. I received it and I sent it to the messenger. Through the messenger to a lot of people this in my group. But to find it. Oh, man. Okay, oops. Why did it flip right over there? Not what I wanted. Hold up. Here. Right here. No, that's not it. Well, if I don't get it today, then I'll get it another day. Or maybe I'll even read it on the Brothers show. Share something with them. Well, I can't find it. It says messenger right here, but it's not giving me what I want to see on this. How do I get rid of this part? These are all the groups and everything. That's not what I want either. Oh, well. Okay. why does this happen? Every time I get ready to try to. Okay. Well, if any of you have anything that you would like to or give any input, well, I'm trying to find this right here. And this. Somebody has to teach me how to do the digital. And then I'll be able to flip right to it. It's really unnecessary and a bother to try to get to something that you know is important. You can turn right to it. Okay. Okay. Oh, here he is. Alhamdulillah. Here it is right here. And it reads, it says, I am not graphic shopping. I'm not G-R-A-C, graphic shopping, he says. He's in a car, and he says, his name is Marquise Graves, and it was on Facebook. And he was the replies. I sent all this to these people. And then, I see him here, but they're not letting me, in on him anymore. Okay. Price you have to pay when you want to really try to get something across. not going to let you. Oh, man. I'm going to have to start recording some stuff, and then I'll be able to play it back for you on like that, because I don't like this. They got a picture, but then they done, you know how they close things up before you can get finished. They're going to take it off, because it makes a lot of sense. I mean, from a young man. Okay. Well, I can't do that one, so I'll just go on. We have to do something else. He's right here. Oh, here it is. Praise be to Allah. Are you hearing him? I'm going to open this up because I'm going to see if you're hearing this here.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Yes, sir. I'm playing something that I got off Facebook about the little boy here. Are you hearing it? Can you hear it?
Yes, but I didn't hear. I know you said a few things about the Muslim journal, and you're talking about the little boy.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Wait a minute. Let me just stop this. I was talking about the children, and I was talking about there was something in the Muslim journal. I like to usually go to the Muslim journal so that I can be able to see what Sister Madala has for the children. And young adults. So we didn't get the paper, and I usually read something out there first, because this pertaining to the children, whatever she writes. Okay, so then I said I'm going to read something from the book, brother. Somebody's rattling paper. I'll wait till they finish rattling paper, and then I'll try and finish what I have to say. Okay, thank you. Anyway, I was saying I used Brother Henry's book, and it's repetitious because I give the two meanings for the back from the back of the book from the King James Version and the Quran. I said I don't want to read that right now because that's a message of concern material mostly. So then I said I want to do something pertaining to the children, talking about the children only right here in this segment of the program. And that's why I was looking up this here, what I just did about this young man, you know. And it was in my phone. And I'm using my phone for the hookup right now. So I had to scroll to try to get to it. And then I was saying I needed somebody to help me with the digital. Just, you know, holding conversation until I could find that particular information so that y'all could hear it. Talking to the little boys, the mind that he's using, you know, and expressing himself. And he is a child. And I mean, he's expressing it so clear and so plain, the words, you know, and anybody could understand it, the way he's expressing himself. And he'll tell you he's using his mind and he's not materialistic. But evidently, I guess nobody, I wasn't confused about what I wanted to say and what I was doing, but I was trying to get something that was going to lift us up a little bit, you know, mentally, a little inspirational speech by this little boy, this young child right here, skin of color, you know, so do y'all want to hear it or no? Oh, you want to go on to something else?
No, which issue were you speaking about the journal that you didn't get yet? Something about
July.
Sister Madala?
No, I said Sister Madala put something in the Muslim journal every issue. And I wanted
right.
to get her latest information. I wanted to get her latest information, but it didn't come yet. I don't have the latest Muslim journal, so I can't get her latest information. Because ours didn't come in yet here at El Mu'minun in Atlanta.
Okay, what's the last one that you have?
Last one I have is June.
Right.
And we
but
read that
June,
already. I read that last week.
June 18th through the 24th?
June 18th through the 24th.
Right.
Yeah, it was the last one we had. And I did exhaust that. I read all of that. I read it. Most of it was pertaining to the children. I read it.
The father as leader? I said June 18th through the 24th issue by Sister Matsula, that was father as leader. Except for children and young adults, father
yes.
as leader.
Yes, I know. I read that already. Yeah, we read that.
Okay,
I think
good.
Yeah, we read that. But
okay, I got you. I thought you said you hadn't received it.
No, we didn't receive the latest one for the July. For July.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is all of June right here, June 18th through June 24th.
I just received.
I'm listening.
Saturday and Monday, I received three copies.
You received two copies?
Three.
You received three copies of the Muslim Journal. What, you mean of the same copy? Of the same one? Or three
no,
copies
different
of the latest issue?
No,
oh,
different
okay.
one.
Well, what is your, what is the latest issue you have then?
Okay, hold on a second.
Because maybe you can be able, or Sharifa, maybe can be able to read something in there from Sister Amadala pertaining to the children.
Yeah, I'm looking at the one I get, well, I guess we probably got that one already. No, I got one from May 20th. May 23rd through the 27th, that was speaking about the official release names of those killed in racist Buffalo massacre.
Oh no, we read that already. We had discussed about that something in that one in that issue before
okay.
when it first came out in May.
Okay, the other one I got is June 4th through the 10th.
Okay, well, I have the one June 18th through the 24th, and I had exhausted that. That was during the graduation time of the children.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, and in the new columnist, Sister Kalima Coverton, I mean. Yeah, we read about her in this issue, in that issue, this issue here. We covered this one pretty good.
So it says June 4th through the 10th issue, speaking about Obasan, Islam, and International Religious Freedom Forum.
No,
on
we don't
front page.
Add, June 4th. Right here.
Yeah, 4th through the 10th, right.
No, I didn't see that one. Unless Abba has gotten that and put it away. Unless he read something from it and he put it away. But he has a habit of putting them away to try to, you know, reserve them because we get big books binded with the Muslim, old Muslim journals. He must have put that one away. We got the May 21st through the 27th. Got that. The only June that I have. Was it, you have it? Is there something in there that you would like to, you or Sister Sharif would like to read out of it pertaining to the children? Some in the Sister Amatula's or Matala's column, page 11.
Mm-hmm. Now this one doesn't have an article by Sister Matula. This one, about the education Islamic school system, that's about the webinar series ends with children mental health.
What issue is that?
June 4th through the 10th.
Oh, no, I don't have that. That's the one I think Akbar must have put up for us. They must have put it up already.
Okay, all right.
But if there's anything in there that you feel that we can, that we can see pertaining to the children about anything or current event, you know.
Oh, yeah, this is on page 11, by Education and Islamic School System.
Yes, she always has hers on 11, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She always has it on 11. So since I don't have that issue, do you have something in that issue? Since you mentioned it, that you see that would benefit us to share pertaining to the children? Because I don't
The webinar series ends with children's mental health.
Okay, okay. Well, would you or Sister Sharifa like to read that one? Because I don't see that one. I don't have that issue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what I have is June 18th through June 24th. This is June. It's like... If you think you'd like to read some, read that, you know, to us, to share with us about the children, you know, you can. If not, then I'll read something from Brother Henry's book. And
Okay, you go ahead and read Brother Henry's book. That'll be all right.
No, I want you brought it up. You know, you want to expound on it, because I have found this information about the little brother, that little Marquise Graves. And it said, this kid, I don't like kids, but this child is extremely smart. And I pray that God continues to protect his mind. You know, a statement that was made.
Yes.
We have something for me to read.
Okay, I want to...
Yes, you are.
Go right ahead. Okay, thank you.
That's the one that June the 4th through the 10th.
Yes.
On page 11.
Yes.
Sister Daya, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I got you now. I was getting a little brother off so it wouldn't interfere with me hearing. Because I'm using my cell phone now. Right, I hear you. Yes. But if it's Sister Madela, something that she wrote, yes, I would like to hear. You know, we can share that because I don't have that issue, that paper. If you'd like to read it for us.
Which sister did you say?
No.
Huh? It's the issue that you have there.
Sister Immaculata?
Yes, page 11. Uh-huh. That's where she used this, the page
because
you used to have.
This one that I'm looking at is by, it says, Q. Daoud Gray, the internet reporter. So that's what I'm wondering.
Oh, no.
If I
was
had
it,
the wrong
Whatever was it, Brother Muhammad, the paper Brother Muhammad had it there, and he mentioned that the topic that it seemed like was interesting about the children.
Oh, okay. Then that's this one, but... The title of it is Webinar Series Ends with Children's Mental Health.
Okay, that's good.
But it's by Daoud Gray, G-R-E-Y,
okay,
the internet reporter.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, okay. Okay, and it's the Mission Journal, June 4th through the 10th, 2022. Page 11 on the education page.
Okay.
And there are three photos on this page. One of them is, and they're all sisters, one of them is Inshira Aleem, author of Mental Health Advocate and Host. She's an author, mental health advocate and host. And the second sister, her name is Nisa Moran, multi-talented honor student. And the third photo is Naima Tucker, social worker and owner of the Rose Center in Newark, New Jersey. Okay, it's a long article. Let me know if you want me to call if you want me to just read part of it.
Well, you can just read part of it. It must have been interesting, you know.
Some good information. Okay. In the last 2 years, health professionals have sounded the alarm about the climbing in suicide rate among the youth in America. An alarming report released by National Center for Health Statistics in 2020 found the suicide rate of adolescents from 2007 to 2018 had increased to roughly 60%. In fact, 2 years later, a siren went off in the Lawian, in parentheses, Black community when a 2018 study released by the National Institutes of Health, NIH, reported that 2001 to 2015, Lawian children ages 5 to 11 were almost twice as likely to commit suicide than their Caucasian peers. The siren continued the next year when a NIH follow-up study involving high school students over the previous 25 years found a 73% increase in suicide attempts by the Lawians and a 122% increase in attempts leading to physical harm by Lawian teenage men. But even more frightening, the American Academy of Children and Adolescent Psychiatrists concluded this year that since 2017, suicide has become the second leading cause of death among Lawian youngsters and teens. It added that the suicide death rate among the Lawian youth was growing faster than any other ethnic group in America. In keeping with this alarming phenomenon, mental health advocate and author Inshira Alim began a 5-part webinar series last year on mental illness. The final webinar in Ms. Alim's healing series, which addressed children's mental health, was held on March 29. The 5-part series was sponsored by Masjid Muhammad of Washington, D.C., associated with the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad. According to the Taylor Counseling Group, a professional mental health care group in Texas, mental health refers to anyone's state of mental and emotional well-being, while mental illnesses are diagnosed conditions that affect thoughts and behaviors. The group's website further explains that everyone has instances of poor mental health, but not everyone has a mental illness. On the other hand, someone with a mental illness can achieve sound mental health, it declared. Ms. Alim, author of the 2012 book, She Smiles and Cries, Reflections 1, a memoir of severe episode with bipolar disorder, attends the D.C. MedJet. The author interviewed two guests for the March 29th finale, her 14-year-old daughter, Nisa Moran, and school social worker, Naima Tucker. Do you want me to continue?
Turn the page to
stop, please. Let's keep it wrong. Here's three more columns.
Damn.
Daya. Can
yes.
you hear me,
Daya? Yes. Okay. Yes. The second page.
What'd you say, sister? Oh, I was saying this article is very long because it has three more columns on page 20. And then it says to turn to page 22.
Okay. So what is the real, it's good information, and it tells about a mental aspect, you know, of children. But I wanted to get highlights. What would you say the highlight of that is?
The suicide rate. That's the highlight.
Suicide children. What age group is that? Did it give you an age group?
Let me go back and check.
And there's no reason to read the rest of it right now. We'll pick up on that one later. I just have to look for that particular issue. I got it.
Oh, okay. Oh, it says, part of it says that Belalian children ages 5 to 11 were almost twice as likely to commit suicide than their Caucasian parents.
Okay. Wow.
And it also mentioned that, in an NIH follow-up study involving high school students over the previous 25 years found a 73% increase in suicide attempts by Belalians and a 122% increase in attempts leading to physical harm by Belalian teenage men.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
That is alarming, very alarming that it mentioned in the study
yes,
that your sister has done the
is
webinar.
June? Okay, what June, what is that issue?
June 4 through 10, 2022, and it's on page 11 on the education page.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we got to get that. It would be good to be able to contain that in the next, even if it's in the brothers. But the hours, today is Tuesday, and we won't be back until on Sunday. And if I could get that page there, I have to pull it up on something and finish reading that. Because I don't remember reading that in the June issue. Because as a matter of fact, I don't even think we had got that. But I'm going to look and see, though. Or maybe if you're on, you can finish some of it. You know, I'm not going to look right now, you know, because I would have to. And if you feel like you want to go on and read some more of it, you can. If not, then we'll just stop and pick it up the next week, pick it up on Sunday.
I enjoy reading. It just depends upon how much time you have in case you want to cover something else.
Nobody else is. I think I saw Sister Karan raised her hand at one time. I think that was before you started reading, though, but I wasn't necessarily looking up at the board here to see it, but as soon as I saw it, then she hung up. I mean, you know, she put her hand down. She took herself out of the and this right here was interesting, and we were busy looking for that, you know, and that's one reason why I hadn't noticed her hand being up, because I wasn't looking up at the board. But you can continue to read. Nobody else has their hand up now, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, I don't mind it now. Okay, I'll turn to page 20. Just stop me if you...
Okay,
you
okay.
Think I've heard enough. Okay. Turn it 18. To page 20. Okay, here's the next paragraph.
Okay.
The following is an abridged transcription of the interview, edited for reading purposes. Miss Moran, M-O-R-A-N, was the first one interviewed. An honor student at Thomas G. Pullen, that's P-U-L-L-E-N, School of Creative and Performing Arts in Landover, Maryland. She is a representative to the student government and enjoys singing, cooking, and the visual arts. Question, do you think it's important for children to talk about mental health? If so, why? Miss Moran, I think it is very important for children to talk about mental health. Lots of times the topic is brought up, people like to shy away. But I feel kids should not shy away from the topic. If I have a problem, I want to be able to talk about it with my peers, teachers, or just a safe person. So shining light on the subject so that kids can be in control of their feelings is very important. Question.
Yes.
Have you tried to help friends with their mental health problems, Ms. Moran? I just try to be supportive in different ways, like going to the guidance counselor with them or just talking them through it. I try not to be judgmental. I also think trying to relate to the person, your own mental health experiences, is not always helpful because the person may feel their experiences are being invalidated. Question.
Okay.
How have you tried to create a safe space for these friends, Ms. Moran? By the way, I carry myself. My friends know that if they talk to Nisa, that's N-I-S-A-A, I'm not going to tell everybody in the neighborhood. I'm a safe person they can talk to. Also, by not lecturing to them or presenting a long list of things they should be doing. It's important to meet people where they are and just listen. Question, what has helped you managing your own mental health problems, Ms. Moran? It's been my creative talent. I like going to school and expressing myself through creative outlets. In the beginning of my situation, my personality started to change, and I didn't separate the mental illness from who I really was. The two became intertwined. Then I realized that I can't attach myself to my mental illness. I'm still Nisa, but I'm going through these things. So having different outlets to express myself through drama, artwork, dance, etc. lets me know that I'm more than my mental illness. What advice would you give to parents who have children with mental health issues, Ms. Moran? A change in personality is a big sign. If your child starts acting out of character, or you see patterns of behavior that were never seen before, you should be concerned. Are there any films or TV shows on mental health for children of your generation? Ms. Morin, yes. But you have to be very careful. For example, Euphoria is a good show because it gives the mental health sufferer the feeling that they are not alone. But it also glorifies a lot of negative things, such as drug abuse. Another good show was 13 Reasons Why. The series ended in 2020. It didn't glorify searching for help, and it gave resources at the end of the show for kids who needed help. The second part of the March 29 webinar, let's see, do you want me to continue?
Okay. You can stop right there on that.
Oh, okay.
Your hand. Your hand has come up, and they may have a question or want to ask you something.
Okay.
Thank you so much. We can mark that, though, so on Sunday, inshallah, I mean, we can continue that. Because I'd like to see if I can try to find it. That's somewhere. Inshallah.
Okay.
Thank you, Sister Rifa.
Oh, you're welcome. Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Let me pull up Sister Quran here. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Quran.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Okay.
I said, I wanted to something that was said, and then one of the questions what was asked is that the question was asked about, you know, what a parent would do, like if their child has a mental illness. And I was saying, you know, there's about two or three types of mental illness, especially dealing with children. It's the one that sometimes they're born with, you know, something is missing. And also there's the one that then being child abuse. That will cause mental illness also in a child.
Right.
And so what I was saying, what one could do is basically, you remember that there's a saying that why we could drink out of a river and not out of a lake, because a river is steady flowing and it purifies itself. And a lake, you know, it doesn't flow, and so one of the main things would help even with yourself if you have problems or, you know, like dealing with the mind, and sometimes we all do, is that you have to keep doing something. It's always good to have a hobby or something to do. Like I was saying to somebody, I said, well, I like to work in my garden because they don't talk back. The plants don't talk back.
True.
And so that's one of the things I was saying dealing with mental illness is that you have to always have them something to do. And then you got to see what agitates them. And that's what you don't let agitate them. But when a child is being abused and they cause mental illness, that's a whole nother story, you know, altogether. Alhamdulillah. But still, you keep their mind busy, and that will help. That will help a lot, and give them a trade. That's one thing. Like my father said, that they did take away from us is that during slavery, that we always gave our children some type of trade, whether they use it or not.
Yeah,
and that way, and it helps. You just think about a lot of these young men right now know how to fix cars, because their daddy taught them how to fix cars. You know, how to fix a car and how to, you know, and then they can get extra work like that, you know, fixing houses and stuff like that. You'd be surprised. Some men right now don't even know how to cut their own yard.
Yeah.
But basically, I would say that what we have to do, alhamdulillah, teach our children, give our children some type of trade.
Keep them busy.
The mental illness is to keep them busy. Keep them busy. That's the alhamdulillah. That's the alhamdulillah.
Okay. Very well taken. Yeah. And I would agree with that. And I've heard that more than once. because I know it must have some weight. Must carry some weight to it, but I heard it more than once. Got to keep them busy. Keep them minds busy. The idle mind is the devil's workshop, so you have to keep them busy.
Right. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, then. So speaking on that, I just want to ask that question before I move on, because I must have some missing mind I got to write down, so I won't forget it. So Sharifa and Brother Sharif, Brother Muhammad, Sharif, yes, do y'all have anything else to say or to contribute to that or add on to that?
Now, I agree with Sister Corinne to keep the children busy, because that is the thing that one of the interviewees mentioned, Nisa Moran, about how she tries to use like creative art and other things.
Right.
Yes, they're important for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the reason when the children, and not just children, but especially children, though, as they're growing up, when they feel that they have some type of self-worth, something that they can contribute to others, it makes them have a sense of dignity and feel like they belong, and that lifts their spirits because they feel needed. That makes them want to continue with when they're needed.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That helps a lot, even with some of the adults. It helps them to know that they're needed when they're needed, you know.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. I like to say, you finished, Sister Daya? No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm finished.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Okay, because I just want to say one thing that I was thinking of when the and how important what's going on now with our children. It's when the brother was talking about the STEMs. I was talking to someone, and they was talking about the STEM program, the science and the math and reading, you know, like that. And I said to myself, I said, you know what? I said, do you know that during the time we was growing up, you cannot even pass a grade if you fail. You know the subject, if you didn't pass science, math and social studies, you cannot go on to the next grade. And guess what now? That's important now. But see, you know what? Math is good, and science, that's good for the imagination. That's how you could develop and grow, right? That's part of growing. And guess what?
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm going to show you how what's going on. Now they got where they don't teach science and they don't teach social studies. And they don't teach reading in school anymore.
Really?
That's right. They don't not down here. They don't do it. The children don't bring no reading books home. If they read in class, I mean, if they do homework, they do their homework in class. Excuse me.
Yes.
If you do homework in class, what I'm gonna teach you? And they don't have, and they don't bring no science books or no math books and stuff like that. When I mean that they don't teach no math, they teach in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, adding, subtracting, multiplication, but they're not getting into. See, my granddaughter, when she was in third grade, and here is I'm in junior college, and here is she was doing the same problems that I was doing in junior college, dealing with fractions and squares and all that stuff like that. And I said, wow. I said, that was good. But now they take that out. They're not doing that now. See how advanced our children are in math? Because they got a math that is really, what they call it, you know, they got a math that's really, that's really high.
That's really hard?
No, that's...
You okay? You all right?
No, what it is, I'm...
Take your time and maybe take you a sip of water or something, you know?
No. Wait a minute. Well, it was. I was outside talking. I'm outside talking,
uh-huh.
And something must have been in my mouth.
Something,
like, like a mosquito or something, you know.
Yeah, but it got you at your windpipe. Yeah.
Yeah.
That
yeah. Yeah, and I said it must have been a mosquito, and something like. But anyway,
okay,
what I'm okay now. But what I'm gonna say is our children is so smart. And that's the problem right there. They're trying to stop our children from being smart, trying to get them back into slavery because they're too smart. They picked up this stuff, so they're picking it up so quick, and they're going to leave their children. And they're so afraid. Well, see, what they did is, what they forgot is they're about the DNA. Like I said, about the DNA, I said it before. You cannot erase the DNA. You might get rid of that mind, that child's mind, but after a while, that DNA is going to pop back in.
Right.
of intelligence. I'm going to get off of right now.
Okay. Gargle your throat with, you know, warm water and get it out. That should help some, too. Okay. Oh, wow. Pray she gets all right. Okay, I'm that was very good what she was talking about as well. And I'm reading on this National Survey of Children's Health. NSCH, National Survey of Children's Health, the Census Bureau. It says the NSCH examines the physical and emotional health of children ages 0 to 17 years of age.
Susan, Sister Daya.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you speak louder? I can barely hear you.
Really? Okay, let me see if I can turn this phone up then. I may have to go into the... Okay... Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me get right here. Okay, it says National Survey of Children's Health. The National Survey of Children's Health examines the physical and emotional health of children ages 0 to 17 years of age. Special emphasis is placed on factors related to the well-being.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Now I still can't hear you too well.
You still can't hear me too well? Oh, what is wrong with this phone?
It was better, but now it seems low again.
What? And it's turned all the way up here. Oh, no. Let me check the up here so I can see if it's in the settings or something. Shouldn't have anything to do with that, because that's been a long time ago. Set. Yes, on that. It's on that. Notification sounds in here. Okay. Let's see. Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yes, it's slightly better, but it's still low.
Oh, and I got it turned up all the way. Let me put it on this thing here. I may may be signaling to me that I need to charge it. That's why I usually use the Homeland phone. What do you call it? Yeah, the phone for the house. But now it's acting up. I think I need to try to charge it.
Are you still there, Daya?
I'm still here. Yeah, I was asking Akbar to give me a charger, and I didn't want to yell in y'all's ear. Could you see if you could get me your charger right there? Because it's, she said this, they say it's low, and I think maybe it may need to be put on the charger because it's got just a little bit right there. And there's an indication. Let me have that pocketbook over there. See if it's in there. The charger. Okay. Oh, boy, me. Hurry up and try and get it. I wanted to click off. If it's not in here. Oh, boy. Not in here at all. Could you look by the bedside? Let me use one of yours right there, please. And I'll put it right back as soon as I finish. Okay. Got to get to the closest one. Got so many chargers around here. Wait a minute. I'm trying to get a charger so I can put it in. Maybe that's an indication that it's trying to tell me something that I need to get it. Need to put it on the charger. This is almost about to run out. I don't like using these. You got it? I had put it in my pocket because I went out today to the doctor's office. I thought I had put it in my pocket, but I hope I didn't leave it. Okay, maybe this will help me out here. Thank you.
So it's like Robert Ruth. Anything can go wrong, will go wrong at the wrong time.
Okay. Yeah, I got it in here. Maybe this will help. Okay. Do you hear me better now?
I'll keep talking. Then
keep talking and maybe it'll be better. Okay, keep talking. Maybe it'd be better because I know I haven't
seems
turned
like
all the way up.
It's better. Yes, it's better.
Okay, then. Yeah, it needs to be put on charge because it's getting weaker. That's what it was. It was getting weaker.
Okay.
That's better now. Okay. That's good. And then I was talking also from two different things here. Okay, now I'm going to try and get back to this. So I did want to cover it. Okay, it says I was talking about the NSCH, the Census Bureau, National Survey of Children's Health. And let's talk about the studies. Okay, physical and emotional health of children ages 0 to 17 years of age. The NSCH examines the physical and emotional health of these children at this age. And it says special emphasis is placed on factors related to the well-being of the children. Okay, and okay, here it goes. Okay, Resource and Service Administration, an agency in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. That's what the NSCH is. The National Survey of Children's Health is sponsored by the Maternal and Child Health Bureau of the Health Resources and Services Administration, an agency in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Can you hear me better? You hear me okay?
Slightly. Does it say what? I can just absolutely not really. No, I can't really hear you.
I hear fine.
Oh, well, maybe something's wrong with the phone on my end then.
Yeah, I mean, I hear it clearly. I was just saying, I know I hear it clearly. I'm just
okay.
Maybe I'm right on the phone
here,
and I have it turned all the way up. I went through the settings and I turned the volume all the way up from there. So that
I can hear you now.
Okay. Well, maybe it's the way I hold it. I gotta hold it away. Okay, it's charging. So maybe it had gone down a little bit and started to weaken because it needed to be charged before we give out. You know, we need to start charging it. Okay. And it says the NSCH examines the physical. Okay, I said that. And emotional health of children ages 0 to 17 years of age. And a special emphasis is placed on factors related to the well-being of children. These factors include access to and quality of health care, family interactions, parental health, neighborhood characteristics, as well as school and after-school experiences. And it talks about the NSCH is also designed to assess the prevalence and impact of special health care needs among children in the U.S. and explores the extent to which children with special health care needs CSHCN have medical homes. Adequate health insurance, access to needed services, and adequate care coordination. Other topics may include functional difficulties, transition services, shared decision-making, and satisfaction with care. Information is collected from parents or caregivers who know about the child's health. So that's about them. Okay.
Well, Sister Diane, does it mention the year this study was conducted or the survey?
This is ongoing now from children ages 0 to 17.
Thank
you. National Survey Children's Health. Okay, now here's one we have here that's very current, making the call for maternal and child health. Join this national webinar on August 17th, 2022, to explore the maternal mental health hotline. Let me register for that. I'll come back to it. He's going to talk about the home, the funding, programs and impact, data and research, capacity building resources. That's interesting. National Maternal Mental Health Hotline. Really good. This is really good information here.
Are you reading from a website?
I'm reading from, a website here. And it's a... mchb.hrsa.gov. You got it, Sharifa? Did you want to write it down? Want me to say it again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. mchb. .hrsa.
Oh, excuse me, I have the paper. I'm ready to write now.
Okay. and here goes. These are the letters. It said M-C-H-D.
M-C-H-D?
B is in baby. Uh-huh.
Oh, B. M-C-H-B.
Yeah, B. Uh-huh. Dot H-R-S-A.
Dot H-R-A.
S is in Sam. S is in salad. H-R-S is in salad. A dot gov.
Oh, after the dot, I have M-C-H-B dot
H-R-S-A.
Okay, H-R-S-A.
Dot gov.
Dot gov.
G-O-V.
Oh, okay. I have it.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. Okay, yeah, it tells all about this, talking about COVID-19. Find our response and access the latest information and guidance from our bureau. So their bureau is the one to keep checking to, you know, to keep tied into and the main source of current and pertinent information in reference to the children's health. So good. Okay, and you can subscribe to this too if you like. Okay, and you got quick links to it. It says HRSA. It's that Health Resources and Services Administration, and that way you would contact the MCHB. I just gave you that website, MCHB. So they got all this up here. Title V, Maternal and Child Health, MCH, Block Grant, Home Visiting, Healthy Start. They got a telephone number, National Maternal Mental Health Hotline. Okay, they got all the information you need here. It's just that we have to languages as well. Huh. We got about the COVID-19, a little bit about it, up to date, data and research, funding. Latest trend in severe maternal morbidity. Women dying. Okay, so that's what's that. And we have a few more minutes here. But I wanted to check out the current about COVID. Okay. And see what they're going to give me about that. Then we're going to get off here. COVID-19 vaccine, see updates and local information, self-assessment and all. And then they got the vaccine. Oh, I got to read this right here to you. It says BioNTech Pfizer vaccine. Then it's got Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Then it's got Moderna NIAID vaccine. All of those. It's got the now the Pfizer vaccine. That's the one, you know, that they at one time threw out. They threw the Pfizer vaccine out because that was one of the ones they was going to give to the children 5 years old when they first started. But they threw it out. But now I see it's back on the scene, and they're paying attention to this to let it stay gone. And this is called the BioNTech and Pfizer. What about side effects? And this is spelled C-O-M-I-R-N-A-T-Y.
COMIRNATY vaccine, Comirnaty vaccine. That's it. Visit the Comirnaty vaccine 19, COVID-19 vaccine, mRNA, consumer website, report side effects, important safety information, dosing schedule, and vaccine ingredients. You know, when you want to pull up about this information, about current information about these vaccines and this virus, you know, then you know what to do, Sister Sharifa. Just
yes.
Go in and log it in, yeah. Vaccine side effects information, African Americans and vaccines. Vaccines are safe and accessible, but they are also our individual decision to make. Well, we all know that. That's true.
Yeah.
You know, what they got to do is just forget about trying to bother these children with these vaccines. And if they can't make their own decisions. Children cannot make their own decisions.
That's true.
So why would they? Yeah, so why would they even make a statement like that? COVID-19 option, what you need to know. Visit the consumer website to learn about a vaccine option. Agba. Okay, you got it. Thank you. Additional dose facts on the vaccine. It's awful. I'm going to have to really read up on this and take some notes on it and bring it to you on Tuesday, on Sunday when I come, because got more stuff added as far as the biotech COVID-19 vaccine emergency use authorization. And then it's got the vaccines authorized as a two-dose primary vaccination series for individuals 5 through 11 years of age. That's a shame. A third primary series dose at least 28 days following the second dose is authorized to be given to individuals 5 to 11 years of age who have certain kinds of immunocompromise. They shouldn't give it to them, period.
Right, especially. No,
5 years
old.
5 foot. Emergency uses of vaccine have not been approved. See, that's another reason why they shouldn't bother to give it to them. Emergency uses of the vaccine have not been approved or licensed by Food and Drug Administration, but have been authorized by Food and Drug Administration under an emergency use authorization, EUA, to prevent coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, for use in individuals 6 months of age and older? 6 months of age. Oh, my God. And so the emergency uses are only authorized for the duration of the declaration that circumstances exist justifying the authorization use of the medical product under Section 564B and 1 of the FD&C Act, unless the declaration is terminated or authorization revoked sooner. The vaccine may not protect everyone. Isn't that something? Especially with those children, shouldn't bother with those children, period. To learn more about the vaccine. Yes.
We have to get off here. It's a shame. What do you need to know about fasting? Frequently asked questions. What is the emergency use polarization? I'm going to finish reading this after I get off the line. It's time to go now, y'all. So we Kwayan is my grandson's name. Kwayan speak. Karan, if you have some else to say, you want to save it until. If you have anything else to say, you want to save it until Sunday, or you want to quickly say it now because it's time to go. She's counting down to go off.
Well, I just want to say one thing is that we need to start teaching our children morals. When the last time I said we taught our children about morals? And okay. I was thinking about when I was a child, how I learned about morals. I think that's very important right there to teach them that.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. We're going to put that down to start on when we come back on Sunday, morals.
Alhamdulillah.
All right. So now we're going to have to hang up. She's given the countdown, and it is 9 o'clock. So we're going to go on and close out. Brother Imam. Brother Muhammad, you want to close out for us, please? He got on the phone with his daughter, so I don't want to bother him. Are you there, Brother Muhammad?
Yes, I'm here. I'll close out with a dua.
Thank you.
Oh, Allah, give us good in this life and good in the destiny and protect our hearts from deviating after God has come. I mean.
Okay, y'all, be safe, please. And thanks for being patient with us tonight. Have no excuses for not being a little bit more active and exciting tonight, with the exception that I put those three needles in my knee today, and I've been trying to adjust, starting a series of that now with me, with his injection in my knees and therapy. It's a new type of a thing. And it's approved by my insurance, so I do all this before I do any cutting on my knees. That's for sure. The knee replacement and all that kind of stuff. I'd rather do all kind of honey and olive oil other things before I just give myself into this cutting of the knees and all. Okay. We love y'all, and thanks for being patient with us and joining us and helping us out. Okay. Be safe. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam.
Alhamdulillah.